TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Belvedere on Pfingstberg Hill. Pfingstberg Hill provides a wonderful view over the city of Potsdam and its picturesque landscapes of rivers and lakes. Indeed, it was this view that inspired Frederick William IV to have a belvedere constructed on it. The design for this impressive building with its two towers was provided by the artistically minded king himself, who modelled it on Renaissance villas he'd come across in Italy. Starting in 1847, these plans were put into effect by the architects Ludwig Persius, Friedrich August Schuller, and Ludwig Ferdinand Hesse. 5 years later, construction was interrupted in favour of the newly begun work on the Orangery Palace in Sanssouci Park, and the king did not himself live to see the completion of the Belvedere in 1863, having died 2 years earlier. His brother William I saw the project on Pfingstberg Hill through to its conclusion, albeit on a smaller scale. Yet this does nothing to diminish the beauty and harmony of the Belvedere and its grounds, thanks, in no small measure, to the design of the park by Peter Josef Lenné. After the Second World War, the Belvedere was closed down because of its location close to a Soviet garrison, and the building fell into disrepair. It was not until 1988 that a private initiative set about rousing this architectural sleeping beauty from its years of slumber and decline. After German reunification, this led to the creation of a fundraising association in Potsdam. Today, thanks to generous donations, this unique monument to neoclassical and romantic architecture and landscape gardening can again be seen in all its glory. Since 1999, as part of Potsdam's cultural landscape, the Belvedere has been a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.